Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
It's time for another Ryko Rewind here on the V8 Sleuth podcast. Aaron Noonan here with you on March the 24th, 2024, as we release this. And it is a very special day. It's race day at Albert Park for the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix. And of course, from a supercars perspective, it is the awarding of the Larry Perkins Trophy for the top point scorer in supercars across the weekend in the Melbourne Super Sprint. But if you've been listening to these episodes over the course of the year, you'll know that it's not about today on a Ryko Rewind. It's about going backwards. And on this day, March the 24th in 2018, I can tell you it was a very, very good day, a very satisfying day for Scott Pye, because it was on this day that he claimed his maiden Supercars Championship race win. So let's rewind back. Where were we at in 2018? Well, for the first time, after many years of wanting to, Supercars were racing for championship points for the very first time. So Scott Pye was in his second year with the Walkinshaw team, but that team was in its first year known as Walkinshaw Andretti United. Of course, the buy-in from Michael Andretti in the United States, Zach Brown and Richard Dean of United Autosports to create what we now know as WAU. So 2018 at Albert Park, Scott McLaughlin had won the first race on Friday. Jamie Whincup had won the first race on Saturday. And there was another race on Saturday afternoon. It was later in the afternoon. And as you'll remember, so many of our listeners were there or watching on TV. I remember being there. It was dark. The television made it look better than it really was. It was pretty much a night race by the time the checkered flag flew at the end of 25 laps. The start of the supercars race was delayed because Formula One qualifying had run long. And of course, it's all about Formula One at Albert Park. Supercars kind of just have to roll with the punches. And that's how it was. So Scott Pye seized the lead. And I had to rewind back and check about this. So Scott McLaughlin skated off at turn one, lap two, and then Pye led the rest of the race, except for the pit stop cycle. But it wasn't a cruisy run to his maiden race win because it rained very briefly at the end there. It made the track really slippery. And there was a bunch of guys who, well, made the call to go to pit lane for wet weather tyres. But Scott Pye, Jamie Whincup, a range of others decided, you know what? Stuff it. We're staying with it. We're pressing on. And they tippy-toed their way around to get to the end. Scott ran wide in the late stages and gave Jamie a sniff. But in the end, Scott Pye home on this day in 2018 by 0.26 of a second. And he won his first race in his 165th championship race start. Of course, he stayed with the Walkinshaw Andretti United team to the end of 2019. He's been with Team 18 for the last 4 years, and this year will co-drive at Red Bull Ampol Racing for Triple Eight. So that win on this day 6 years ago remains Pye's only supercars race win. At the moment in supercars, he's, well, I guess you could say a one-hit wonder, but he's got a very big chance at Sandown in September and Bathurst in October to add to the tally. He sits at the moment, Scott Pye, with 340 championship race starts. He'll get two more later in the year. He's been in action at Albert Park this weekend in the Porsche Carrera Cup Australia. So a bit of seat time before he joins Will Brown in the 87 car a little later on in the year. But one of those gripping races. We love when supercar drivers breakthrough. Those first race wins are very special in their career, and that was one heck of a way to do it, to get the first win for WAU, to do it at Albert Park, so Zach Brown was there, to do it with Jamie Winkup on his hammer. Of course, Scott had previously been a Triple Eight driver in the development series. So many elements made that win so very special on this day as we wind it back on the Ryko Rewind to March the 24th, 2018. I love doing these episodes. I'd love to hear from you through the V8 Sleuth website. Tell me some of the great moments from supercars and motorsport history that you want to hear about, because we'll find the date and we'll make them line up for a Ryko Rewind. Don't forget to Ryko Filter, the official filtration partner of the Repco Supercars Championship. Check them out, rykofilters.com.au. Water filters, oil filters, air filters, they'll filter. Get on board with Ryko, our great friends. They are super supporters of Australian motorsport. Right, that's me done. Enjoy the Grand Prix today, no matter where you are, if you're at the track or if you're watching from home. And I'll have another Ryko Rewind for you very soon on the V8 Sleuth podcast.